From Troy to Constantinople, Cities and Societies of Ancient Turkey. Lecture 5. The Greeks.
In the past couple of lectures, I've been focusing on this terrible conundrum of the end of the Bronze Age, what happened to the palaces at Hisarlik and at Hattusha. So let me go back in time a little bit and talk about events further west. I've already mentioned the fact that the Greeks knew quite a bit about Anatolia, and in fact, knew quite a bit about the story of Troy. And in the second millennium, at the same time as the great palace of Hattusha and the palace at Hisarlik, in Greece there were a series of palaces as well. We refer to this culture as the Mycenaean culture, and there were a variety of fortified citadels throughout southern and central Greece that seemed to have been the homes of kings. And these people traded extensively throughout the Eastern Mediterranean, their artifacts found in Egypt, and especially along the west coast of Anatolia. So that is to say, during the second millennium BC, the Greeks were already in contact with the west coast of Anatolia in settlements and in trade. Now, when the palaces at Hisarlik and Hattusha fell, this was the exact same time when these palaces in Greece collapsed as well. And once again, the precise cause for this destruction is unclear. It may have been invaders from the outside. The Greeks, in fact, have a myth of the Dorian invasion that seems to be outsiders who destroyed their palaces, but some scholars also think it may well have been infighting among the palace inhabitants, various small kingdoms fighting one another. Whatever happened, Greece was thrown into a dark age, about 1000 BC, with a loss of central government, a severe drop in population. Monumental buildings ceased to be created, trade with the outside world stopped, the fine arts of painting and stone carving and writing disappeared. Now, for our purposes today, what's important is the explanation of the decline in population. Now, it's been explained in part by death, by war, or perhaps disease, but it's also very clear that there was large-scale emigration away from Greece that contributed to this drop in population. And it would seem that between about 1100 and 1000 BC, waves of Greeks sailed eastward across the Aegean to find a better home in Anatolia, abandoning their homeland of Greece. Now, we know this from a couple of sources. One is through mythology, and we'll talk a little bit about that in subsequent lectures, about myths of Greeks founding cities in Anatolia. But also we can recognize the arrival of Greeks through the dissemination of various Greek dialects. And it's very clear that about 1000 BC, speakers from northern Greece who spoke a dialect called Aeolic went eastward to emigrate into the region around Troy, around the northern Aegean coast of Anatolia. The southern Aegean coast seems to have been emigrated by people who spoke the Doric dialect of Greek. And most importantly, the central Aegean coast of Anatolia was colonized by people who spoke the Ionian dialect of Greek. This is the dialect that the people of Athens spoke. It would seem that the immigrants came from the area around Athens. Now, this region is a region we will be focusing on in this lecture, and it becomes the most important region of Greek Anatolia, the region known as Ionia, which is essentially the central coast of Anatolia. And it's destined to become a great center of learning and art.